So coming into our posture. Slowing down the movements. So if we're sitting, just making sure the shoulders are low, spine is straight, face is soft. And the lower belly is free to move. And we can make our intention very clear, intention to fully engage in this meditation, to really try and we can start with awakening the heart, having a movement of compassion towards all the people that in this moment are going through some difficult times on this planet. Thinking about all this suffering going on. Psychological suffering. People coming to the end of their life, maybe in a difficult way. People living in times of war. People being trapped in very difficult relationships. All kinds of suffering, and wishing to these people that regardless of what's going on, that the condition improves, that it goes better, gets better. That this day brings relief. And we can also wish that regardless of the conditions, whether they change or not, that all these people who suffer find within themselves a space where they can sense security, where they can find peace and rest. A refuge, deep and vast, that they can access, where they can stay. And we can come to the breath, anchoring our attention leaving all concern for the thoughts, for the world of thoughts, just feeling the breath. Feeling the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath. When you find yourself trapped into stories, very normal, always happen, just get out of there, come back to the breath. Feeling the whole in breath and the whole out breath. And when we sense that we have a little bit of presence, awareness is there, thoughts get a bit quiet, then we can recognize this atmosphere. Maybe we can feel that the feeling of the breath is happening in space, not in me anymore, just visualizing. Trying to feel some space around the breath, as if it was space breathing, not the body. And whenever a thought comes, whatever the content, we watch it knowing that we're not interested. That's not why we are sitting. Cannot bring us anything. Dukkha. We know that following this thought will not bring the satisfaction we long for. It is not that the thought has to go away. It can stay there. We can let it be. We're just not absorbed into it, not interested. The breath is still happening in space. It is not me breathing anymore. And when a nice feeling comes, we acknowledge it. But we don't grasp it. It doesn't have to stay. We just let it be. But we have no demand on it. It's not what we're searching. We are not sitting because we want to manifest that state. It is free to come, it is free to go. And when it goes and is replaced by something else, that is also welcome. Welcome to come, welcome to stay, welcome to go. No attachment. No interest. And when maybe a difficult state come, it is welcome. It can be there. It can stay as long as it wants, and then it can leave. The fact that it is there doesn't prevent us from finding satisfaction. We don't need this state to be away in order to be satisfied. We don't depend on the absence of this state for satisfaction. We're not grasping anything, we're not pushing anything away. We don't mind anything coming and going. What we are searching is deeper than that. It's not an event, it's not a state, it's not an emotion. Still feeling the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath happening in space, or at least with some space around. What we search is a satisfaction, deep contentment, regardless of the conditions. Whatever happens is fine, because it's not about that. We don't react to anything. If there's a body pain, or the body is scratching somewhere, itching, that's fine. We let it be. Satisfaction does not depend on the absence of that. It doesn't have to live so that we are satisfied. We look for a satisfaction that does not depend on the presence or absence of an experience. Trying to apply this understanding in our meditation, to view our meditation like that, and see and feel what it does. Wanting anything to be there or to stay is dukkha. Wanting anything to go away is dukkha.